This is KCUR 89.3. The average pay for Missouri state employees is the lowest in the nation. Now, Governor Mike Parson is proposing a raise for all state employees. KCUR's Samuel King explains why leaders feel the issue has become too costly to ignore.
The Missouri Department of Transportation's Kansas City office sits near two highways in Lee's Summit. On this January day, a fleet of trucks were ready to deploy as the winds increased and temperature dropped ahead of impending winter weather. What's different this season is the amount of new employees manning those trucks.
In that blizzard that we had in November, we had, you know, in the neighborhood of 150 people that had never plowed before out there working. So we have to incorporate it in a couple hundred new employees in the Kansas City district alone.
That's MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna. He says turnover has been a growing problem, particularly in St. Louis and Kansas City. And employees cite low pay as their main reason for leaving. The agency estimates close to 20% of its workforce could be eligible for federal food benefits. Even on higher pay levels, the salaries often trail what people could earn in the private sector. A 2016 study commissioned by the state found that, overall, its salaries are on average 10% lower than the private market. And Missouri ranked last among 50 states in average employee pay. At $37,476, it trailed neighboring states like Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, and Kentucky.
6-7 months ago, I had a meeting down at the office administration, and they asked me what I thought they could do to fix their turnover rate. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was pay people better.
Danny Holman is the president of Council 61 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME. It represents thousands of state employees in Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, in agencies ranging from administration to corrections to mental health. He says while many who don't work in government see public sector salaries as generous, he says in Missouri they have not kept up with inflation, and workers are paying more for insurance.
People that work in the vet's home, those vets become family. People that work in the HHS facilities, those clients they're working with, they consider them like their own family. And if we can't make it so that they can survive working for the state of Missouri is going to lose those long-term dedicated employees and they're going to go somewhere else.
And MoDOT isn't the only agency dealing with that problem. More than 40% of corrections officers are in their first year on the job at the state's prisons. Republican Representative Alan Andrews of Grant City in Northwest Missouri called the situation unacceptable during a recent House committee hearing.
You know, we are a public embarrassment. Everything's just like imploding. And if it doesn't get done this year, I have grave concern about what could happen.
Governor Mike Parson wants to provide a 3% salary increase for all agencies, but he's also signed off on separate plans for MoDOT and the Department of Corrections. The corrections plan would largely be paid for by the consolidation of two prisons in Cameron, which the agency says would free up more than $8 million. Democrats like Representative Judy Morgan of Kansas City say the raises are a good first step.
Every year I've been here, they either got a very, very small raise or absolutely no raise. Bills are still piling up, and there is some inflation, you know, with prices going up, and yet these folks aren't getting any raises.
But Morgan is concerned that some of the money for the raises is due to the fact that more than 400 state positions won't be filled.
If you have to cut positions to give those raises, it's kind of like you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
The governor's plan isn't the final word. Legislators now have to decide how to fund the state agencies and figure out how much more money state workers will receive. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.